You can't drink like me. You can't smoke like me. Let's party together.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hole in None Fantasy Golf Podcast with me, Words, and my neighbor, DJE, Mr. Dodi Fayed. On tonight's podcast, Taylor Pendrith wins the CJ Cup at Byron Nelson's Ranch. Nobody was on him, but we got a big boy this week with the Wells Fargo Championship live from Quail Hollow. Hey, Jenny.
Oh, no Words.
Oh, what?
It's getting Percy again.
Hey, we're looking right down the barrel of a really, really good eight-week stretch, which is going to, hey, it's going to place the table. It's going to place the table for the end of the season, these last 8 weeks. You got to strap up right now. It's going to be like a knife fight in a telephone booth.
Words, we're sitting in your house. This is only the second time we have ever recorded in your house.
Is it second or third? Yeah.
I think second. Maybe it's third. Maybe it's third.
Nobody comes in here.
Yeah, no, but it's great. The first time we ever did it, remember it was before we went to Branson for the first time with like the Gray crew?
Yes.
Not the trip we did last year.
Not last year. Yes, yeah, like 3 years ago.
Maybe even like 4 or 5 years ago. But anyways, I remember that show because we were so excited to basically record and then leave the next day to go on this trip.
Oh, God, that was back when I had hope for my future.
I know. So much has changed, Words.
Oh.
Also, dude, I am fucking hurting. You've been talking shit to me about my tree for so many years now. I finally cut that shit down.
Yeah.
I am fucking so sore. So my father-in-law basically bullies me into chainsawing the tree down. Because
it wasn't a tree. It looked like the biggest fucking bush you've ever seen.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I didn't realize how terrible it was until it was gone.
until you were up in that muff.
Oh, dude.
With a chainsaw.
Yeah, and like once I saw how much shit I had to stack up on the street over there, I was basically just the designated limb. I basically just stacked limbs for like 45 straight minutes.
I got this. Why don't you just go over there or something?
Yeah, it's like, don't cut your fucking hand off, John. No, I am so sore. I might not be able to play golf ever again.
Are you really sore?
I'm so fucking sore, dude. I swear to God.
Just little twigs.
Oh, bro, there was a couple big pieces that I like maybe shouldn't have tried to like kind of like toss like to like, yeah, you know, hold down the rest of the limbs basically. And I am like feeling it in my neck, my shoulders. Oh my God. I mean, for real.
Oh, no. Mr. Yes. 4 ounce filet.
My age is catching up to me, Words. I need to eat a bigger steak, don't I? I thought about it. I was like, I need to just drink more water, dude. Every time I fucking go play more than 18 holes of golf in a weekend, I am so fucking like dehydrated and sore when I have done.
Absolutely. I mean, mixing in a few bottle waters with your 12 beers will definitely do something. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Well,
you're good.
No, I. That's when I.
Hey, the tree looks great, though.
Thank you. No, that was kind of a gift to you. I'm like, the Words are going to be so happy about this, and maybe some grass will finally grow in that little spot there.
Hey, throw a little seed down.
Yeah, the seed. You got a guy Godsey over here to help me, show me how to properly seed a fucking front yard.
Oh, he'll talk to you. Yeah, we can get that done. What else? There was a few little things that I sent over, but not much. Johnny, you know, it's a night game. I've been kind of out of pocket for a while. It seems like I've been in a coma. I was at the fucking those offices all weekend.
Yes.
All weekend long.
Let's hear about it.
It was a bitch. No, I can't even really go there.
I know you can't.
But we won!
Yeah.
I was framed, goddammit! Put me on the stand! Put me on the goddamn stand!
We're the client. You're going to be in the client remake. Yeah. Did you ever see The Client? Yeah, way back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise? How can I be involved in The Client? No, no, no. It's when the kid. It's like the kid, and he's like...
Oh, bury the blade.
Yeah, who was the attorney in that? I don't remember, but the woman, there was a...
Sharon, Susan Sarandon, it was Juggy Tits.
It wasn't Susan Sarandon.
In The Client?
I don't think so, was it?
Yeah. It was, wait. Who was in Bull Durham?
That's, oh, yes. Yes. That's her. Hold on. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You're exactly right, Words.
Yeah.
Yes, she like protects. She like is the caretaker of that boy. Like make sure he's safe. And
yeah, because she lost her kid because she was such a drunk. So she's like, dude, not, like,
you know The Client like I know Miss Doubtfire, dude. I didn't realize The Client ran this deep in you. It's like the what Fast and the Furious for me.
That lawyer had a great southern name, Percy. Anyways, yeah, that's where I learned about the old. The garden hose through from the exhaust pipe into the, right into the car there.
Oh, yeah.
For the old long trip goodnight. And not that I've Googled this or anything,
Tommy
Johnny.
Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones, and of course. Not that I've Googled this, Tommy, but apparently that doesn't work anymore just because engines are so much more efficient now that there's not enough carbon dioxide. So just FYI, if you're going to off yourself, don't try that way. You're going to be really embarrassed.
You're just going to have black lung.
Just a really horrible headache.
It's going to be like having COVID.
It's basically like COVID.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I forgot. It's Tommy Lee Jones. Just
that
Midland's own.
And the kid.
Yeah, the kid. I forget.
You know who that is.
Oh, who the fuck is that? Oh, I don't know who that kid is.
He OD'd.
Did he?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow, word.
He's boys with Jonathan Brandis.
Yes. Okay, it all ties together. It all ties together. R.I.P. Brandis, R.I.P. to the kid and the client.
So yeah, our hearings were exactly like that. I was like, God damn it, get me up there. I'll fucking tear his ass in two. They're like, get out of here.
They're like, we call Words to the stand.
Yeah, we've had about 24 hours worth of meetings in the past 5 days, and what we decided is you were a fucking liability, man. Get out of here.
The defense would have just treat you like chopped liver.
Oh, yeah.
They would tear you to shreds. No. So that on top of that, when was the last time you actually played golf?
3 weeks.
It's probably the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Or the worst. There's zero middle ground in there.
Well, so we're going to get a tune-up this weekend because, you know, we got the big draw this weekend. Words and I both doing the match play deal this Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Yes, that'll be fun. I didn't know it wasn't a shotgun start, and I have a dance recital at 2, so I'm already...
You're already two down after three, bub.
Listen, bitch. What do we got to do to get that first tee time, huh?
Listen, I think that's definitely doable. I also, my sweetheart wife is out of town this weekend going to celebrate her cousin's birthday. Happy birthday to Bess.
Bessie.
And then we're basically, I'm having to pawn my daughter off for like a short five, six hours.
Mom,
morning.
Get the fuck over here.
Luckily, that is exactly, I think, what's happening. So,
yes,
which frees me up to just go low. Hopefully, not get my ass kicked like I did last year. I lost 5-4 in the first round last year.
Was it 2 years ago? You were in the finals
2 years ago.
Yeah, and
I got the hole in one hit against me.
I couldn't even play in it last year. So yeah, it's match play is an awesome tournament. So hopefully, that works out.
I just got a funny tweet or text from our boy Chapo that I can't talk about on the show.
Okay.
I think he's joking. He said, when the shop banged in Friday, !
Could happen.
Oh.
This is slight speculation, but
so, hey,
follow me here.
Here's what we have to do. We are bleeping out everything I just said, and we can just leave the aftermath so people wonder what was said.
You got it.
Okay.
Man, night games.
I know.
It's been a minute.
A little different.
A little too cozy on this couch.
I know. When are you going to ask me about the Max Holman Invitational, Words?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Since I had to miss for the third time in 4 years. What a great friend I am.
No, it was great.
How was the Holman? There's no way it doesn't go great. It's us Foundation. Lowry kicks ass every year. Best MC in the business.
He is. He's very talented.
He's incredible.
Yeah. I was very impressed. Like, what we need B to do, shout out Bogey Lowenstein. You were in the top 10 for a little bit this year. We need you to win so you can earn your spot on the show. You know, no, he would be a great on the show, I know, but he did a great job. Of course, the fucking raffle. I was one number off from a fucking Vokey wedge, and guess who it went to? It went to the fucking commish, C-Rob. He won a fucking black Vokey. C-Rob, of course, the guy that always wins the prizes won like four. The old guy, yeah. Who is this guy again? Remember?
Maybe not the. I don't remember who we're talking about.
Okay. Well, anyways, C Rob won fucking three prizes. He won a fucking Howlsmith gift card and a fucking push cart along with the fucking 60-degree Vokey. And both the push cart and the Vokey, I was like four numbers off because I bought right before he did.
So, I'm so glad I wasn't there because I would have been like 10 beers deep and probably just started relentlessly booing after like the second.
Oh, I was like, you fucking asshole. Motherfucking, the juniors are fucking us over again.
No, I was like, fuck, whatever it was in my number. Fucking slammed the table. Like,
who's that Puerto Rican guy? He's so pissed.
Oh, my God.
Well, they just seen me go accept the trophy for first place. Where is it?
You stood up there and snag that first one.
I did it. Fucking I finally did it.
Punch in the air, God damn it. That's me.
I finally did it. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you guys won.
Yes, we did win. More importantly, 18
under?
I think it was 19, dude. And, like, you know, you hear that. Yeah, and it's okay, like cheating.
So
you
want to
hear
it? We already go. Yeah.
Straight up.
Here we go.
Straight up. Oh, yeah. Straight up. You know, you get that vibe. You've won a scramble before, right?
I mean, yes.
It's no automatically what, no people matter. Are like, you cheated. You fucking cheated.
Did you guys do the deal where, like, where you all putt and then you just like kind of keep putting until you make it?
You know, we only did something like that, and it wasn't really something like that, like go back through the order of putting, but we like each had, I believe it was like four mulligans or something like that. So it was a joke. Like, we actually legitimately shot 19 under. Like, I can say that without question.
I can kind of say, like, I'm pre-law now after the past week, and I'll just say, you're fucking lying. We got to do some work with you before you get on the stand, pal. I'm defense attorney.
So
opposing counsel is going to rip you a new asshole.
No, but Words, that's the best part. I legitimately, I've not hit two balls closer to like any par three this year, and I did it on two holes. Yes,
were like, there like two crowds backed up also?
No. One of them, we were all standing on the tee box, and I know that the guys, Fields was in front of us. My boy, my fucking best friend, your team, they were the hole in front of us. Obviously, our boy Charlie took your spot.
Yes,
but thank God. They could see my shot on, so it's that hole that plays like with Mercy in the background, that par three that's just kind of like over that deal, and that was the hole in one hole. I fucking hit it to 2 feet, get up there, and I'm grabbing the placard, the sign closest to the pin. I say, as I'm walking up there, because we thought it was like 5 feet, and it was strapped, and we get up there, and some motherfucker had hit it 21 inches right before that.
What?
Yeah, so I measured mine. Harrison Ford. Harrison something. It was like Ben Harrison or Brian Harrison, maybe. Mm. But yeah, I'm walking up there. I'm like, no one's hitting it closer than that. And
this is my bitch.
Literally, I measured it 25 inches.
Yeah. How many times did you measure?
25.
What the fuck?
I was like, this is fucking closer. So, of course, they're like, Jay, step up there and finish it off, and I missed.
That is the best.
So,
hey, this is great, best of my scramble. Hey, who's next man up?
Like, yeah.
I'll be the cart. Hey,
guess what? They made it.
Yeah.
But then, like, no shit, that, like, longer par three on the backside, I think it's, like, 14. It's right behind the long par five that you play. Yeah. And I fucking, it was blowing dead into us. It was, like, 182 yards, like, dead into us. I'd watched Fields and Charlie most disagree, and like Charlie hit a pretty good shot, and they were like, be good, and it was well short, so I clubbed like, up And I fucking hit it to literally, like, we get up there again, similar thing. I hit it like 4 feet, 5 feet. And so they're like, Jay, get up there, knock it in. Fucking missed. So I did.
Airmail English.
I contributed some really good shots on par threes, yep. Which is par not my forte in a tough scramble event. I mean, I sent it all day, don't get me wrong, but I hit two really good shots. And when you do that in a scramble, that obviously makes up for some bullshit.
Yeah, the par threes help. Well, good. Congratulations. And yeah, that's good. You guys were right behind my group. Poor Brian Eagleston. He puts our group together every year. He texted me morning of. I had already set up Charlie to take my spot. He was like, all right, guys, we'll see you in a few hours. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to fucking tell him I'm not going to be there. But oh, Charlie will let him know.
Yeah, I know. It was funny because that was kind of a running joke. You know, when you first get there and, like, all the cars are parked and you kind of make small talk with all the guys that yeah. you hadn't seen for a while. Like, you know, obviously say what's up to, like, I said what's up to Holman for a while. He obviously brought up coming on the show just, like, what, a week ago, really. And so, it's just funny because everyone's like, oh, did you hear words bailed again? And then, like, I would lead, like, with that yeah, whenever I didn't sure. know the person very yeah. well, you know?
Hey, how about words? Fucking flake, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, did you the fucking third year in a row, bitch.
2 years running.
It's the anniversary of words house flooding. No. Seriously, it dawned on me that that was right after our bender of a weekend in Colorado last year.
Was it Colorado or was it? It wasn't. It was Missouri. Because Missouri is when that happened.
Oh, damn. I think you're right.
It's okay. That was a bender of a golf trip, too.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one. But, yeah, anyways, Brian did a great job. It was an unbelievable tournament yet again. Shout out to everybody who did stuff. Yes. My man Jesse, he was there.
Balls tracker. Yeah, and cleats for kids, so that's good.
Yeah.
They got some shit.
Yes, yes.
Well, great, John. I'm so happy that everyone had such a great time.
Yes.
What else did I send your ass on?
I don't even know where my phone is, dude. It's so weird not being at the usual table. I haven't done this in a long time.
I'll resize. It's a Norm MacDonald thing. And he's having a guy read a joke, and he changes sucking and fucking to making love. And he's like, oh, so you changed my joke. I saw you said, yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of clean it up a little bit, whatever. He's like, you know what you never hear is a gay guy says, you know what you never hear? He made love to me in my ass.
Oh, man.
Shout out Norm MacDonald.
Shout out. Oh, man. That's good. You must have really got a kick out of that word.
Oh, fuck. He is so goddamn funny.
Oh. So you must be in, like, the certain phase on Instagram where your algorithm is still, like, it's, like, funny stuff. Like, you spend, like, a Sunday afternoon when Maggie goes and plays tennis, and all of a sudden my algorithm starts turning into nothing but just big tits and golf.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. You know, you click on one big titty girl on Instagram. Just,
and you're fucked.
Yeah, they think you're a pervert.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm like, Jesus, I need to...
fucking Dallas Craig Ranch. It was actually really exciting golf. I didn't watch any of it, but I saw the quick recap the PGA puts together on YouTube, and Taylor Pendrith, he got it done, but really it was more about the choke job from that poor fuck.
Ben Coles,
who was he rookie of the year last year?
He was the Corn Ferry player of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, and he got flubby with a chip, and I read on Twitter, it's such a shitty course, it didn't even fall back into the bunker, it just, like, was so soft, and it just, like, left him in an awful spot on 18, and he ended up bogeying and to miss the playoff by one.
Why are you talking shit about Craig Ranch like that?
Did you see any pictures of it?
Well, they were doing lift, clean, and play, so I think it got a lot of rain, and that's part of the reason why, but...
There were some mud pits by some of the greens. It was a bad deal.
Listen... You know, I can hit a mud ball. Why can't these guys hit a mud ball? No, I'm just joking. But it was a shitty break that he got in the first place, not being in the bunker. You know, any pro in the fucking world makes five being in the bunker in two. And he is, like, in that little narrow neck between the two, flubs it, then just has an awkward fucking stance. Still hits a great shot from there, but then ultimate choke, misses the fucking, what was, 5 feet or so?
You'd never miss one of those.
Oh, God. Let's see. I would love to have a history, like a percentage of like how many times I miss that putt versus how many times I make, and like the dollar figure won and lost off of that type of putt. Probably make me kill myself.
Yeah, you don't want to know that. What was really depressing for me with my DraftKings was
that,
fucking after I popped off, I think it was on a text to you and C Rob about Seamus Powers, because he used to be a guy I played all the time. Like, where the fuck did this loser come from? Why is he back in the Heritage? He was in the he's in the elevated events. I was like, how the fuck does Seamus play in these elevated events?
Yeah.
And I guess I had forgotten that he won a tournament.
Probably like put
yeah, the gun. Yeah, it was a fucking bullshit fall deal. Yeah. But so yeah, I played him instead of Taylor Pendrith this week. And
Tell me, would you have actually won if you had Taylor Pendrith?
I didn't do that math, okay. So I wouldn't kill myself.
Because you could have won 300K?
Well, I'd had K-Tway
yeah.
At 3% in like a, you know, $50,000 deal.
But how about his Friday, Saturday, K-Tway, 66-64?
He's back.
He's been on fire ever since leading up to, I think, the Zurich, right? I mean...
He's had limited starts this year. I think that was his like sixth or seventh start.
250K. That's a good thing.
Was he out on a medical deal?
Yeah, I think so. But okay. I think that, like, you know, he placed well at the tournament, the off field event.
Yes,
that was like
second.
Yeah. So that got him in, I'm sure, to the next week, which got him into the next week. You know, and now top 10. I think he gets into there's another off field event, right?
Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Kevin Tway might fuck around and go win that thing.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Great for him. He just got married, obviously, which ruined his game like probably a year and a half ago. And then he got hurt, which I'm sure was a fault of his marriage also.
Yeah. Because
when you're a man of a certain age, you blame everything on your marriage, which is fine. This is just a rite of passage. That's how it goes. But obviously he's been grinding his dick off since he's gotten kind of his medical card back, his medical marijuana card back.
Yeah, it probably helps. I wonder, I mean, Bob Tway probably still has a pretty good piggy bank that old Kevin could just do something.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if I was Bobby Tway, you know what I'd be doing? Not giving my fucking kids any money.
How about was it Jeffrey Goldblum? He's talking how he's not going to leave his kids shit and make them work for something. They're like 6 and 4. Like, what a, I'll give my daughter everything tomorrow.
Like
this motherfucker is like, oh, maybe if they were like some 20-year-old punk kids, but it's like these like young, like 6-year-old and 4-year-old. Fuck these kids. I'm not giving them shit.
Oh, man.
So words, got to go back to Ben Coles, big time choke job, but I thought it was Jake Knapp's tournament, and he did not show up to play golf on Sunday. It was a tough, tough final round for our guy, Jake Knapp.
Yeah, that's too bad. He didn't even get a top 10, and he was leading.
He finished 8th.
Okay, didn't even get a top 5.
He shot 70 on Sunday, and for comparison, Matt Wallace, 2 shots better than him, was the next closest in front of him, but like there's not another the next time you'll find us even 67 is Tway at 9th. Like, he got lapped on Sunday, and he was flying, like 64-64 to start, 67 on Saturday, and just 70 comes out flat as fuck.
Did you think Alex Noren was gonna run him down?
Yes, I did, and it was gonna make me sick.
Man, he's playing the best golf of his career, I think, right now.
I know. I mean, I've heard people mentioning him as a sneaky pick this week.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you playing him this week? Oh. Are you playing some DraftKings Noren, bub? Our boy Reed had the picture with Noren, remember, from college? Oh, shout out, by the way. I know I told you this earlier. Reed, I saw Chauncey and Tommy at the tournament on the Holman on Monday. So shout out to the resident
boys.
So
they signed up through the show, right?
Yes.
It had to have been.
No, who knows? But yeah, so just say that, yes. No, I don't think
so. We did our job.
Yes, we did our job. But Noren, I mean, what the fuck?
How old is he?
Dude, he's not young. He's got to be 40. No, I think he's older. 41, yeah. 42. I mean, old fuck.
Good for him. Hey.
41.
Maybe our best golf's still in front of us, John.
Hey, words.
You'd suck a homeless man's dick if that was the case.
I feel like my game's actually kind of rounding into shape as of late.
Me too.
No, that's what's so funny. I know you haven't gotten to play, and I've played like the most golf I've played probably in like the last 3 weeks. You know, I've played, I really ramped up my schedule, if you will.
For so, these next 8 weeks.
Trying to peak, words. We haven't mentioned Pebble Beach once today.
One week
from tomorrow, we'll be doing Pebble Beach, baby. Not the actual course, Pebble Beach. We'll be out there. But anyways, who's counting?
I'm just like thinking all the shit I have to do before then. Just like, oh my God.
I'm with you. So yeah, Taylor Pendrith basically stole one there in in Dallas.
Yeah, typical Canuck bullshit. No, all the Canadians have been playing good this year. So yeah, good for Taylor popping in a win there. And yeah, Craig Ranch, man.
Daniel Berger, T13. There was a Berger sighting. Boy, would I love to see Berger just pop.
Oh, I'd love. He's the Myrtle Beach tournament might be more interesting than the fucking Wells Fargo this week with the no cut bullshit pussy stuff.
Yeah. Chapo just texted me back. I think he's actually being serious.
Cool.
Anyways. So what else? Any other takeaways there? Taylor Pendrith gets his first win. That was so. What was so weird about when they were Ben Coles was standing over that putt. You know, basically you kind of saw the writing on the wall that he was going to miss, and it was for his first PGA Tour win. But then it's like Taylor Pendrith stands over this like 2-footer to tap it in for the win, and it's like for his first PGA Tour win, and it's like the guy right before him just fucking. Epic dump down his leg, right? I mean, what a turn of events and like emotions for like the every bit of it.
Life-changing event for both of them. Yeah. That just like that's what's awesome about the PGA Tour. Just like happened right in front of our eyes. Like if that happens in LIV, it's like, oh my God, these two rich guys, you know, are gonna play for this wooden trophy with an L and it doesn't mean shit. Like with this thing, it's like oh my God, my family. My man, we're making it. Like you can see actual weeping.
Liv would never take him now.
Never.
I don't know about the wooden trophy words. I think a guy that might still hang on to the Wanamaker that just won the Liv event this past weekend. Oh, I mean, Brooks just vaulted himself into a top three.
Yeah, I didn't say
he's odds board guy.
I know what he's doing. So do you think the entire league will be on Brooks? I mean, I think you're missing out if you're not. Right?
I will be again.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah. I sent JE like, hey, don't tell anyone about Liv. Like, we might get a sneaky Brooks pick in. Hey, there's not going to be any sneaky Brooks picks in. Okay, thanks, man.
Don't tell anybody about Liv.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, you picked P. Reed for Christ's sake.
That's right. I'm going fucking loco.
Okay, word. So Taylor Pendrith wins. He steals the fucking show. $1.7 million for him. Should we go ahead and hit the recap there?
Yeah,
fantasy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. We have in first place, words. I don't even. We're doing this where we don't know the people, man. Like, I don't know half this top 10, but the guy who won, the guy who owes a skin, or you owe a skin, Ian Gray, ace on 17. So I wonder if he has a story about making an ace on 17, but he had $1.14 million. He edges out because he got Ben on as his alternate and won $380,000. So whoever the sorry bitch, I guess Sungjae and then Zalatoris also both withdrew. So I bet you he had one of them in place, you know. So
absolutely.
Anyways, congrats to Ian Gray. In second place, we had Wilson 1. That's Scott Wilson, just over $1 million. And then we had a three-way tie for third. Pillar, that's Grant Pillar. We had Jeremy Allman, the swinging Pete's in there. And then also Lexi, that's Lexi Sadeghi. In sixth place, last couple spots, over $1 million. Jason Hammock, he threw in Tom Kim and your guy Alex Noren as well, words. In seventh place, JFK, that's Joe Coop. He was the last guy over $1 million. And then two-way tie for eighth, Daddy Shark, that's Arthur Smith. Also the Jewish owner of the Falcons, Arthur Smith.
Oh, yeah. Home Depot.
Also started Home Depot. Yeah, exactly. He's in the league. Yeah, that's the real Arthur Smith. Tied with him there, double club, that's Steven Brown. That's got to be our guy.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
You know it is. Double Clubby Brown.
Yes. And then
he changed his name from Domino's. Okay.
There you go, I double club, yes. And then we had a three-way tie for 10th rounding it at LBBC, RR, Ryan Regan, Molly McCurdy, and Merlion Ward. I don't know who that is. Sorry, I didn't write it down. Words, not great for us, but not that bad. I mean, shit, I'll take a T115, $277,000. That was a weak-ass week. You were right behind me, $276,000. So I edged you actually by $1,000 almost exactly.
I know, and I dropped two spots, and you stayed the same. How about that?
Yeah, let's go. Speaking of that, obviously, we're not in the top 10 anymore, but I only fell to 14 words. Yeah, and you're right. You fell to 19. Anyways, no change up top. Our guy, Corey Baker, CL Baker 4S, $26.8 million, still leading the way in first place. Jeb Blacketer, Jebber, 24.5 million dollars. Throwing shards, Scott Hartman, 24.3. In fourth place, up two spots, Scott Thompson, that's Orange Power. And down one spot, our guy Luke Flesner, Laugh, Love, Live, the Monstar, Spencer Covey's in sixth. In seventh place, up two spots, Angry Z, Dan Zumo, 22.3 million. Dallas, Daryl, 1-2-3, JP Delavadine in 8th. In ninth place, up 2 spots, Give Chubbs a Hand. Eric Godsey has made his way into the top 10, $22.3 million. And rounding out the top 10, Queen of the Green, Darcy McCray, the last person over $22 million. Words, it is so fucking log jammed because basically you and I are separated by only about $300,000, $370,000, and I'm only back from second or from fourth place by $1.3 million. So this week means everything. Everything.
Quail Holla.
Ugh. Where I famously words.
Shat your pants.
Touched Jason Day and said, what up to Cole Swatton? Got to talk to Cole, you
need,
baby.
You need to change the name.
Cole.
Talked to Cole.
Cole.
You shouted at Cole and he nodded.
Yeah, he nodded. Yeah. That's
a conversation.
He's like, cheers.
Hey, cheers, mate.
Cheers. Cole Swatton, anytime he's now on, he's like on PGA Tour Live every now and then. I'm like, Cole, yeah, my guy. Hey. Like, who the fuck is Cole Swatton? He was Jason Day's mentor and caddy.
Hey, would you mind running over and getting JD a funnel cake?
Sure, Cole. Yeah, of course.
He loves that funnel cake. He and Dash.
Yeah, I touched Jason Day that same day. One of the best days of my life. Quail Hollow.
Where, hey, don't touch me, bro.
Hey, Justin Thomas ended up winning that event, the PGA Championship, back in 2017. Yeah? 17.
Is that where he won his first PGA?
Yes.
Bitchy.
Yes.
He's a cheeky pick this week.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. I do.
Did you, though?
We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, I haven't looked today, but the course was playing fucking tough. Your guy, Tom Hoagie, was on XM Radio talking to the boys.
Yeah, and I saw like, some.
They were like, how's your little tight draw coming in on these greens? He's like, well, I've been doing a lot of chipping from the back of the greens, I'll tell you that much.
Strike from the list.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Hoagie is a ball-striking Jesse, but we'll see. Who knows?
He ain't speeds around the greens.
No. Remember we talked about how they talked, they mentioned he likes to throw the dice?
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. Because I had fucking Hoagie last week, of course. The Dakota Rose was totally ready to get the ass tat. And they had the fucking Dallas Stars game Wednesday night. And he's sending pictures from that. He looked like fucking dog shit on Thursday morning. Someone tweeted a pic of him. And he looked like your ass up
yeah,
there.
Yes.
After like a night at Prairie Dunes.
Yes. Yes. No. And you sent it to me like literally right as he teed off it. Somebody tweeted it. And then
fuck.
I zoomed in all the way like up close shot of his face. And his eyes were bloodshot as fuck.
Mouth breathing.
I think that Tom Hoagie gets like wild. I think he's a fucking nut. Loose cannon nut job.
Hey, man. What else you going to do in Fargo?
No, he said, and I quote, he said, I've been doing a lot of, you know, he's a Dallas Stars guy, obviously, he's at the game, but he goes, I've been to actually more Golden Knights games in the last few years than I have to for the Dallas Stars.
Spend a lot of time in Vegas.
Yeah, they literally were like, what are you spending all that time in Vegas for, Tom? And he's just like, oh, well, I like to enjoy myself there.
Well, you know, my family's in Fort Worth, so I like to be in Vegas.
like to enjoy myself
what,
there.
What don't you get?
Yeah, so Hoagie seems like a real riot.
Yeah. That fucker.
Okay.
Didn't come through for old Andy last weekend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who knows? Tom Hoagie, you talk about guys who didn't come through. Jordan Spieth fucking misses the cut again. What a dumb pick. He's horrible at golf now, John. I know. That's terrible.
I can't believe you picked him.
I know. I know. But I can tell you who I wouldn't have picked. I would not have picked Taylor Pendrith.
No, not as one of my three. He was not on that list. But Quail Hollow, it's tough. 7,300 yards, par 71. And I also saw some footage this week. The rough is going to be like 2.5 inches. And I saw them oversee, like, they were fertilizing it like last weekend. I was like, are you going to, like, just a little more, a little thicker in there? Okay, very good.
Well, I mean, it's always been just a test of golf. And, you know, it's...
Yes, Parkland style, just North Carolina to the tee, right? Just huge-ass trees, tree-lined fairways. You need a high ball hitter, a lot of dog legs.
Have you played golf out in the Carolina? I mean, but you've played on the very, I guess, west side. Have you ever played over there?
Not coastal.
I've played in the Charlotte area, and it's a badass. Charlotte's like a pretty underrated fucking place.
I have been to Charlotte.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding at Charlotte Country Club.
Oh, that's where I played. Sick. Yeah. I think I told you about it when I played there.
Yeah,
it's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's a nice setup. Really hilly, humongous old trees.
I came so fucking close to making an ace.
Came so hard.
No, I literally came like inches from an ace there, and if I would have, like, I was just traveling away for the weekend, I would have not come back probably. And Olivia would never have been born. No, I'm just joking. No, but unbelievable golf. I just think that Quail Hollow seems to yield, like, there hasn't been any guys that have missed. Like, Max Homa obviously won here and kind of launched his career. Wyndham obviously unbelievably launched his career with a win here last year. Came from, like, where me and Risser were the only ones talking about him for several years to becoming a major champion shortly thereafter.
Risser don't even know who he is.
We're on his team, remember? I'm Wyndham's physio. I'm just here because, like, I needed to be home this weekend.
How about also a couple other guys who got their first where Rory McIlroy got his first PGA Tour win. Anthony Kim, one of his biggest wins ever, came here.
AK.
I forgot Rory shot a 62 on Sunday to do that one. So, yeah, it's a big boy test. You need to be hitting it pretty far, and if you're not hitting it far, your long irons need to be pretty dialed in.
Hey, so this leads me to the next thing. Obviously, the elephant in the room that maybe isn't being addressed, Scottie Scheffler is obviously not in the field. Has Meredith had this fucking kid? Is he going to miss the PGA Championship?
This fucking...
I mean, what the fuck is going on here?
Bogus due date.
Words missed out.
Everything.
Words missed out on some cash.
What did it cost you?
It cost me everything.
But think about it. You still have one Scottie Scheffler pick.
Yeah, but what now? He's going to be fucking... When's the kid going to be born?
Yeah, is he going to play? Is he going to play next week? Like, if that kid has not been born, I'm thinking the kid's been born and the kid's maybe a week and a half old.
Meredith needs to be eating some spicy food and fucking.
But, like, that would have come out. Like, I feel like it would have come out if that kid was already born.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were talking about the kid. Like, yeah, it would have come out. Head. It's like, Jesus.
The kid's head. No, like, I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't have kept it under wraps. I know, yeah.
So now, think about it. If the kid's born tomorrow, is he going to go to fucking Valhalla a week later? I mean, I think that's a serious consideration that Scottie Scheffler may not be playing next week.
Just doesn't want to?
I don't know.
I want to be a good dad. I want to be here for my kid, Meredith.
I assume.
Would you grow the fuck up, Scottie? Jesus.
Hey, I know. Yeah. We need to get that guy out for like one night with us.
You think your baby's going to remember any of this shit?
Break him away from his Bible study for one night and just hit the lanes with us. Be like, Scottie, you need this, bro.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, that would be fun to see Scotty. I would pay money to see Scottie Scheffler hang out with you.
Go just toe to toe. Okay. So, anyway, Scottie Scheffler's not in the field, which makes it a little bit easier for these guys, right? So,
absolutely, it does.
So, words, featured groups. We don't have our guest picker because we don't know who he is.
It's a night game, anyway.
Night game, exactly.
You wouldn't want to do this.
First featured group words. By the way, they're doing threesomes. They're starting them a little bit later. I think they're having a maybe having weather. I think they didn't they move it a little bit.
You would know more than me because I've been checked out.
They're hoping to miss the weather.
A little bit of weather, and if this place is softened up, I mean it's gonna play even longer. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So the first feature group we've got Rory McIlroy playing with Tom Kim and Max Homa, a guy we just spoke about. Words.
Yeah, Homa's a cheeky pick. I didn't do it. One of his Wells Fargo wins was not here.
TPC Potomac.
Yeah. So that was a fake win from Max.
Yeah, he really only has five career wins on the PGA Tour.
Give me Rory. Rory has 4 wins here, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, three wins.
Don't fact check.
Very good.
But coming off of a win with Sugar Shane down there on the team event.
Might have found something.
They got the ball through the hoop, but I think more importantly, as you just said, the only guy who I think Rory knows that he's not as good as in the world right now is not playing in this tournament. Scottie Scheffler's at home, so I think Rory is going to come in and he's going to have that kind of 5-6 swaggy walk, kind of peacock walk that he does, even though he got kind of shafted by the leadership group of the PGA Tour, which we don't need to totally dive into. But
yeah.
So he got humbled a little bit this week off the course. So hopefully that'll put a little fire in his head. He and Harry Diamond will...
you said it.
Just use that driver as a weapon, hit some greens, and make a few putts, Rory. Please, Jesus Christ, I need it. God damn it.
Words, you said it. You said all I needed to hear.
Harry?
Harry Diamond. You know I'm going with Rory.
That's why you're taking Rory.
That is why I'm
just
taking...
Just because of Harry.
Rory, Harry Diamond, and Niall Horan are heading out for some pints.
Now, the story of my life.
Exactly what you just said. Rory found something last week. The swag was there. Rory's going to go on a run, and he's probably going to go on a run next week. I haven't used him once this year, so this is my first Rory pick, which I feel really good about using it here. I do think he's heavily played, obviously. Obviously.
Oh, fuck yeah, he is.
Obviously. So I love that. Max, tell you what, I was very close. Very, very close. I've used 2 Max picks, and this just seems like why not use it here? But I don't know. Max might be a guy to keep your eye on next week.
Mm.
He contended in the Masters. I think he wants to prove something and win a major.
Okay.
So whether it's this week or whether it's down the road at Pinehurst, who knows?
You're in a holding pattern with Max, and all of a sudden there's 2 weeks left in the season, and he's like, I got 3 Max picks left. What am I going to do?
No, I've used him twice. I have 1 left. Oh, but you have.
Right.
Okay. All right, so the next featured group words, we've got Shane Lowry playing with my boy, my absolute boy, Wyndham Clark, and then Stefan's son, Xander Schauffele. What a group this is, minus Shane.
Xander is just like a top 10 machine, absolute machine. So you can't go wrong with that pick. He's also one of the best long iron players in the world. I'm not taking him, though. There's been no one that has repeated at this tournament, but what the fuck? Why not now? Give me Lady Windy. He's gotten second place to Scottie Scheffler the past couple times. And just kind of like the whole theme of this PGA Tour season, it's been like it's either Scottie Scheffler wins or the guy 90-1. So I think that Cantlay has better odds, shorter odds than Wyndham.
I think Cantlay might just like third or fourth.
Which is beyond, yeah, it's third. He and Xander are the same, and then there's Lady Windy right here. But in my eye, it's Windy and McIlroy are the two top dogs going into this tournament, and they both know it. So I think that one of those guys is going to win. So I'm going to be on both.
They're going to play chicken.
Hey, who's going to blink first?
It's USA versus fucking Ireland.
Yeah,
who's going
to? I just need Lady Windy to get that putter hot again.
Well, I think you knew what was coming here. Yeah. I'm on Wyndham, obviously.
Yes.
Xander was my pick until I came over here, and I didn't switch him for Wyndham. So, you know, I almost went just big three.
You did.
Those guys are the top three in the odds. Obviously, Patrick Cantlay is right there too. But Wyndham won here last year. It's Mother's Day. The guy seems to have found something within himself, and I think he plays a lot of the shit spiritually to the media a little bit maybe, but I think there might be something to it. He likes to play big, and he wants to win on Mother's Day yet again for his mother, who obviously we know the story, right?
She's dead?
Yes.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Who died several years ago? R.I.P. sweet, sweet lady. Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised too, because, you know, him and Xander had a showdown last year, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it again, but I think Rory does get in the mix. But words, we're both on Rory, we're both on Wyndham. The next featured group, we've got Colin Morikawa playing with Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth.
Easy pass on all these guys. Colin's
wasn't that easy.
Colin's game's coming back a little bit, but he's still kind of wipey with it.
You see he reunited with his coach?
No.
Yeah, I guess he went back to his coach that he won, I think, his first major with and, like, left him. And then, obviously, that's almost been, you know, 2-3 years now ago that he won those. So, like, he left, obviously, has struggled since, and, like, now he's been, oh, maybe it's because I left this guy. We'll see. He has been playing well.
I don't need your help, but please come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Rory with Butch, right? Didn't he go see Butch?
Yeah, on and off.
Okay. Yeah, I laid off the group too, but words. The next group, we've got Brian Harman, my mate Jason Day, and Patrick Cantlay.
Has Ricky won at Quail Hollow?
Yeah, Ricky won here too.
Yeah, he has. Okay, yeah. So he's a defending champ. Still passing. I'm passing on this group too.
Yeah, me too. I am too. I never really thought about it, but, you know, obviously Jason Day last week was disappointing. He came out of the gates kind of hot, but he was disappointing. And I'm starting to fade from my whole thing about Jason might winning, maybe winning a major, but maybe next week. Who knows?
He made a 30 footer on 18.
Yeah, you're at my house when that putt went in.
That dude did knock out.
Spieth.
Fucking Dietrich.
Oh, it did. That's right. That's right.
With my DraftKings, it really screwed me up. But yeah, J Day, funny.
Okay, the next featured group words. This is a good one. We got Hideki Matsuyama playing with Sahith Theegala and the man from Norway. Victor's back. Victor's playing after WDN from a couple big events.
Victor's, this like his fifth start of the year.
I know.
We haven't seen him since since Augusta. Yeah?
Yeah.
And before that, it was the Players.
Didn't play at Harbortown, and he came out kind of early at Augusta and was like, oh, but he missed the cut.
So, yeah, and people within our circle who know more than us are saying that he's pretty much a done deal to live. So he's dealing with that a little bit, I think. I think that he is obviously, whenever he has a swing issue, he's like, I'm not going to play until I'm kind of ready. So I think it's a cheeky pick because you're going to get pretty good value on him. I'm going to play him in a couple DraftKings lineups because you'd think, like, this course is perfect for him, right? I mean, you got to be long, you got to be straight, you got to, you know, hit some putts. So that's really interesting. Who else? Who's the first guy in the
game? Hideki Matsuyama and Sahith Theegala.
Sahith Blackbeard, he already has like 3 top fives this year, including 2 seconds. So I think he's ready to pop. I'm not on him, but I really like it. And Hideki, like, this is how you play Hideki. It's like in a week like this. No one's talking about him because he played like shit a few weeks ago. He has a bad history here. He has not played here the last 5 years. So he's only here basically because it's an elevated event. So I don't think he likes the course. He has a bad history. He's got a neck issue. He'll probably win the tournament.
You're right. You're right. With very low ownership. Man, I don't know. Victor's concerning me. Like, I need to see something this week.
Oh, yeah, I'm not playing him in this thing.
I need to see something this week, like, to make me feel any, like to make me even remotely think about him for
his chipping numbers are worse this year than they were, like, 2-3 years ago.
Okay, words. That was the last of the featured groups, by the way.
Okay.
Which makes me sick because it makes me think that we might be on the same guy. The third and final guy.
You go first.
I'm going with a guy who I went with 2 years ago here. I've picked him the last 3 years at this event. He got, I think, top two or three the first time. Over $1 million is what I won from him. Last year, he really did not play very well, way lower than expectations. I'm going with a guy who's looking to launch his career similar to the way all these guys, Ricky Fowler, Anthony Kim, Rory McIlroy, Max Homa, all these guys, Wyndham Clark, have launched their careers. I'm going with Cameron Young to win for the first time on the PGA Tour this week at an elevated event.
The Wake Forest alum, North Carolina. I don't think he's born and bred there, but he was the first iteration of my picks, Johns, but I had a feeling that if I did play all three of those, it was not going to be a unique lineup.
Yeah.
Not that means... you know, shit from Shinola. What really kind of intrigued me, though, is still with Pendrith's win last week, that kind of gets us back into the, okay, that's another 90-1 guy. And it's been the theme this entire season. It's either the favorite of the tournament or someone with pretty long odds. So I am going to go with that kind of thinking. And everything you said, yes, this guy has won earlier in the year, and he has not backed down at all. His ball striking numbers are elite for the PGA Tour. His long irons and his driving off the tee numbers. I am going to go with the Edmund North Husky, Austin Eckroat.
Oh, wow. Words.
Let's fucking words. Go, baby.
Words. Wow. Hey, listen, that, you know, that's a great
take
pick.
The next step up, babe. Hey,
that the thought crossed my mind.
He's going to need to get that putter. It's going to need to be as hotter than it ever has before. But like I said, I think that the winner is going to be either Lady Windy or Rory. So I just want a really solid performance from Eckroat. Get in there on a Sunday and kind of maybe, I don't know, make a little noise.
Yeah, no, that's a
it
great.
Got me thinking deeper. I think there are more Edmund North alums in this league than any other high school.
Well, well, words, officially 50th in the official world golf rankings is your boy Eckroat.
90-1 this week.
Wouldn't be crazy. He proved that he can win on a tough golf course.
Windy was 80-1 last year.
Okay.
Sorry.
Proved he could win at the Palm Beach, whatever, you know, the Honda Classic.
The Bear Trap. And we got the Green Mile here.
So it's going to be about confidence. He goes and wins a tournament like this, and it's like, who the fuck is this kid?
Exactly. You know? Yes.
Yeah. That's
he's there. He's ready.
He's going to like go toe-to-toe with Scotty Scheffler.
I mean, how many times have we seen a guy win, and then they, you know, get blackout like we would, and then it takes him a month to kind of shake it off and, like, get your game back? Like,
that's what was so crazy about Wyndham winning and then turning around and winning the U.S. Open, you know, 2 months later. Like, this was his first fucking win, and then he became a major champion, literally, 2 months later. Like, that's pretty...
Yeah. And we know what he thinks about the elevated events.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Pay me more.
Loves
them. Itch. Yeah, no, I think the thing with our ultimate showdown, Austin Eckroat versus Cameron Young. Cameron Young has had kind of good and bad weeks. Obviously, he kind of choked at the Valspar. You know, and that wasn't very long ago, and that wasn't the best field. But he has still not really regained the form that he had right when he came out of the gates and contended in fucking majors. The Genesis was the first time he kind of competed late, but I think that it's just a matter of time before, when does he get his first fucking win? Is he the best player right now without a win? I don't know. Who is the best guy? I mean, Eckroat has a win. So, I don't know. Cameron Young maybe gets it off his chest this
week. Fleetwood's right there.
Oh, God. Tommy fucking Fleetwood. I didn't... Wow.
You think this course would be, you know... Any course is good for Tommy's game, really, but Jesus. You know who else has a kind of a shitty record here you'd think would be better is Tony Finau.
Yeah, no, you know, I think he obviously has to act like he's confident, but he, I heard him on, you know, I mentioned the thing about him and Taylor Swift going to Mahomes' deal and saying Taylor Swift smelled like Skittles.
You did not tell me
that. I didn't tell you that? Oh, shit. He just sat down,
Taylor, that means you like licked her.
No, I mean, it was a joke. He was on the show. Like he sat down on the driving range. Sleaze was out on the driving range with for the tournament, the pro-am today. And he sat down. He was like, so I heard you went to Patrick Mahomes's deal, scramble. And his Finau's wife loves Swift. So Drew was like, what did she smell like? So he's like, Skittles. But I think it was all a joke. So
she smelled like Skittles.
So here's what's crazy, real quick, going back to Hovland. Hovland is still ranked 7th in the world, and he, like, just hasn't played.
Maybe that's why he hadn't played.
Because it doesn't hurt him as much? Huh. Maybe you're right. Okay, words. So, we're both on Rory and Wyndham. I took Cam Young. You took Austin Eckroat. I like the bulls you got, kid. I think that's going to be a good pick.
We'll see. We'll see. Play well, kid.
Yeah, no cut, obviously, so.
Yeah. No pressure.
It was going to be way too boring for me to stick with Xander. I mean.
It was going to be way too boring if I picked Cam Young, too.
Was that where you were close? You know who my alternate is? Do you take it, like, is your alternate really your fourth best, like, who you would have taken?
Okay. Always, yeah.
So mine, you know who mine is?
Who?
JT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got him in a DraftKings.
Okay.
cheek. He's no, no one's going to play
He's not
that.
Having that bad of a year. He's a bitch, but he's no, not
his,
having that
his
bad
irons are back. It's yeah. his driver and his putting is bad. Like Tony Finau bad. But no, I got I like Steven Yeager a lot this week, coming after kind of a disappointing week last week.
Yep. 20th though. I mean, when 20th is a bad week for Steven Yeager, who knows?
Exactly. You know, I think it could be another cheeky week for Jake Knapp. I mean, I don't see why he couldn't have some success here if he can kind of keep his ball in play. I mean, God, Jake Knapp.
What a swing. Oh,
how great would he look holding that trophy?
Oh, God, with his girlfriend. No, Jake Knapp. All you said, all you had to say was Jake Knapp. You had me hooked.
Damn right. All right, Johnny, well. What do you think? You got any other words of wisdom for our listeners out there?
I think it would be funny if our match play draw, if we played each other in the first round. It made for good content.
That'd be great. We've played each other before. You beat me last time. Like two up?
Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember it was kind of like, I don't know if you went into it the same way as I did. It was like, I gotta win.
I was like, my game's in shambles. I'm probably going to lose.
No, it's funny. It's a funny tournament. Like, you know, I got the brakes fucking beat off of me so bad last year in the first round that I thought about just not signing up.
Well, you were in the finals, and then like 2 years before that, I got to the semis. It is fun if you make a run in this thing because you're obviously going to be playing more golf also, which is...
Yeah, and I think it's more expensive this year. Whenever I got second, I got like $550 in credit. So I think that the entry fee is more. So maybe it's just a little bit of credit on that, because I think they pay out, if you get the fucking, if you win two matches, I think you get paid some credit.
They better.
They fucking better, right? Anyways.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for making a night game for me. That I'm officially back.
Yes.
I'm free! Free Carly. That's from A Time to Kill. Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson, yeah, of course.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
No.
That's probably what would have happened. Something like that. Okay, you guys enjoy the golf. Keep your head down.
You can't drink like me. You can't smoke like me. Let's party together.
Oh, my goodness.